While Governor Gavin Newsom's drought declaration and spending proposal represents a proactive approach to mitigating drought impacts in Central California, not every region will benefit.
It does nothing for the Delta but make everything worse.
Barbara Barragan-Perea heads Restore the Delta, an environmental group representing a broad array of civic groups, industries, and cities that depend on a healthy Bay Delta ecosystem.
Their first plan is to install salt barriers again. And when they were installed in 2013-14, we had increased water quality degradation. We had negative impacts on fisheries. We had negative impacts on the boating economy. And it increased the proliferation of harmful algal blooms. Those are all facts that can be verified in various state reports.
200 miles south in the southern San Joaquin Valley, rural residents have been plagued with dilapidated water systems and contaminated aquifers. Susanna DeAnda is co-founder and executive director of the Visalia-based Community Water Center. They've been instrumental in shining a light on the area's decades-old clean water problem.
We are entering a drought, and I think it's going to be worse than the last drought that we experienced. And many communities have not recovered from the last drought. People still have tanks outside of their homes. People still fear that their water is going to go dry, and then what do they have to do?
The governor's $5 billion investment includes funding for water infrastructure projects, wildlife habitat, and repurposing ag land. 25% of Newsom's proposed funding is directed at small and disadvantaged communities. Susanna DeAnda welcomes that commitment, but emphasizes that it's important to hold local decision makers accountable to ensure that community-driven solutions are completed with a sense of urgency. Central Valley farmers are expressing gratitude for the hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure investments. At the same time, the California Farm Bureau reports that some growers are bracing for the drought by pulling out producing orchards and fallowing land. Barbara Barragan-Perea worries that agriculture will take precedence as the state allocates ever-dwindling supplies of water from the state's already depleted rivers and half-empty reservoirs.
We have not recovered from the last drought because we came out of that drought and then we were forced into operating the Delta under Trump water rules where exports of water are double and triple what they should be to sustain a healthy estuary. We believe we are poised for major extinction of fisheries this time around. We are poised for air pollution extremes because harmful algal blooms make dangerous air quality. We are poised to be surrounded by just horrible polluted waters that make everything from recreation to fishing to irrigation. I mean, if it gets bad enough, it could impact drinking water quality here.
The governor's emergency declaration and investment plan does state a commitment to work with commercial and recreational fishing groups and Native Americans in responding to salmon fishery impacts. It will be key to their survival. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the KPFA News and KFCF Radio.